WBQC, People Powered Radio. WVQC LP Cincinnati.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
95.7 FM.
Better, stronger, faster.
Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Oh! Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
WVQC.
Yeah, all right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Roll another.
Hi, I'm Afro Man, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio because you got high. And it's on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC, LP Cincinnati, 95.7, and WVQC.org. Low power to the people.
He really is high, man.
He is high. I swear to God, he's high. And, of course, if you just tuned in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling the pot up is, of course, the Burn Man. And next to him is Country Kenny in the house.
Hey.
Our local, of course, Street Vibes vendor. I hear you were out by the Walgreens over in Covington the other day.
Yeah.
Out there, putting yourself out there like that, Kenny. Of course, now, if you are interested in the Street Vibes magazine or newspaper, he is one of the best people to get it from, of course, and you can find out all about what's going on in the homeless community, as well as what's going on probably the show that precedes us on Tuesdays. So I do like to promote some of the other shows on our station here at WVQC, of course, and one of the very, very brand new shows, this will be their third week, is tomorrow at high noon. It is called Speak Out and Speak Up. And the host is, of course, Jenny, and she is part of the Homeless Coalition here locally.
Right.
And so tune in. Kenny will be there sometimes with her, and she has lots of really great guests on, not only about the homeless situation, but other topics as well that are in the news. So check that out on Tuesdays at high noon, just before Hemp Rock here at WVQC, of course. Now, there's a lot of things we want to get to today. Boy, so much news, not enough time to tell it all, of course. If you are interested in protesting nationally, there are two events coming up this spring and summer. One of them is, of course, the Overgrow the Government on 420 in D.C. They're going to start about 9 o'clock in the morning at Lafayette Park and culminate at the Washington Monument after the march. And you can get more information about that at, of course, overgrowthegovt.org. And we'll be having Stickman on probably next Tuesday. I got an email from him today saying next Tuesday would be a good time. So we're going to get him on the air next week and discuss that event and what he and his group would like to see happen in D.C. Now, they also, you know, if you want to go, they have a situation set up where you can get cheaper rates at a local hotel there in D.C., so you can contact them and let them know and get that group rate if you want to go up there and join everybody. If you can't make it on 420 because you got things going on in your own city, of course, there is the Smoke Inn on July 4th, so we'll tell you about that. It's like the 41st or 2nd year that the Smoke Inn is happening on July 4th in D.C. as well. Now, one of the things that we like to do here, of course, is play really, really cool music. And that song at the top of the show is a new set, new song off of the new set from a group called the THC, otherwise known as the Tim Heron Corporation, THC. The song was called Goldmine. Really, really great song. It is cut number 3 off of their Talk About CD, and Talk About is also one of the cuts, but that song was Goldmine. Really, really cool song. Nice melody and everything, and the one thing that that I can say is that THC, marijuana, cannabis, hemp, it is a, well, some of it's a gold mine, but it's a green mine, too, you know. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to play that, as well as get their music out there. So we appreciate that. We'll be playing some more stuff from them later tomorrow in the show, of course. But we do have some other really cool music to get to later on in the show. And a lot of good stuff in the news, I'll tell you. Lots of good stuff. Too much, I'll tell you, to keep up with. But one of the things that I do want you to remember is that we are here in Ohio, and we are trying to stop, along with other groups throughout Ohio, Representative Tim Schaefer, Republican out of Ohio. He is the sponsor of Senate Bill 69, the Drug Test the Poor People Bill. So anybody who wants to get assistance because of this crappy economy that we have, I just in the last week, I know two or three more people have lost their jobs. It is pathetic, people. So if you are in a situation, or somebody you know, or even if you don't know people, come on. Should somebody who happens to use marijuana not be allowed to get assistance from the government, which is their own tax dollars, coming back to them? That's the ludicrousness about it, is that most of these people have worked at some time in their life and paid taxes, so why shouldn't they be able to get it back out when they need it?
Right.
That's what these social programs have been made for people when they need it. And not only is it degrading to have to pee in a cup to prove that you're what they want. Do you have your papers and your pee?
They don't even pee in a cup.
Now, you know,
there's
it's funny.
There's something wrong there.
Well, you know, I'm going to defend that concept, and this is why. If somebody wants to, say, for instance, Kenny Yuko, who is a representative in Ohio that supports medical marijuana.
Right.
Let's say that maybe, no, I'm not saying he does, but let's say somebody like him either wants to run for office to make change in politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to run for politics, a political office to help make change in this world, do you want to pee in a cup?
No.
And if they could make you pee in a cup, as a somebody who's running for a political office, what would that do to your career as a political, you know, proponent?
Probably shut me down.
You got it. It's a violation of the First Amendment.
Right.
So somebody who's running or somebody who's already been voted into an office should not have to pee in a cup. First of all, nobody should have to pee in a cup. Okay. Bottom line, I don't care who it is unless it's for your doctor and for medical reasons. So they can test you and see if there's something wrong with you. Not if there's something wrong mm-hmm. with you that they feel they have to alter and change. Okay. So I'm all for First Amendment, and I don't think that politicians or people running for office should have to pee in a cup, much less anybody else. But if we do that, then we don't stand a chance on changing and stopping this war, Kenny. No chance at all.
I know.
Because if the people who support us have to pee in a cup and are ostracized, and if you fail a drug test and test positive for marijuana, you can't run for office. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, guys.
Yeah.
Totally over. We have nothing to stand on other than, you know, the companies that make products that help you pass a test are going to make lots of money. And I think they do a service, but I don't want them having to make a bunch of money any more than I want the drug test companies to make a bunch of money. So we are opposed to any drug testing. And I'll quote John Hartman of North Coast Normal and Ohio's Cannabis Society, who has since passed away. He used to carry a banner. The only pee test you're going to get is a taste test.
Well, where I work at 420 Appliance Repair, we have drug tests.
I lay down
a bag of weed and a pack of papers, and you better know how to roll the joint.
That's the test.
You don't get the job.
You got to know how to roll a joint. Well, you know, to come to work at Hemp Rock, you all had to pee in a cup. I tested you guys, didn't I? And you guys had to fail. You don't remember that? Yeah, well, metaphorically. That's right. Well, I'll tell you. So here's the thing. We want you to contact Representative Tim Schaefer and tell him to have a taste test. How about you be the test kit?
Right.
You be the test kit. You taste everybody's pee and let us know whether or not they smoke pot. Because his analogy is, we're making sure that you're not spending our tax dollars. Oh, I forgot it's their tax dollars, too. On drugs, illicit drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if you spend it on alcohol. They're
or
not
tobacco.
Doing...
tobacco.
Yeah,
or tobacco.
Where most of it's going.
Yeah. Alcohol and tobacco. Crappy food.
Yeah, I bet you look who's pushing that. It's probably the alcohol and tobacco companies.
No, it's the drug testing companies, Barman. It's the companies that want to sell their product.
Any of them can make a buck off of it.
Anybody who can make a buck off this drug war is going to do it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So it's the drug testing companies that's pushing for that. But contact Tim Schaefer at 614-466-5838. Again, 614-466-5838. 5838. If you're afraid to call, you can email them at sd31@senate.state.oh.us. Again, sd31@senate.state.oh.us. hemprock.us. Tell Tim Schaefer to get off his soapbox and start doing good things for the people. And my last statement on that is he's absolutely ridiculous because let's say I live next door to somebody who's on Section 8. Let's say I'm friends with them and I want to go over there and hang out with them and get them high. They're not using tax dollars, but they won't be able to get assistance and they'll lose their Section 8 if this bill passes because I treated them to a joint.
So people, you better wake up.
That's
Kroger's
right.
Better wake up because people ain't going to go hungry.
Well, you know, Kroger's, the only thing I can say good about Kroger's is they at least know this, Burn Man, that most people applying are smokers, so instead of doing a pee test, they do for insurance purposes, because, you know, it's the insurance companies driving all of this and the drug test companies mm-hmm. together. They do mouth swabs, and folks, here's the trick. Now, anybody can quit smoking pot when they want. You think you can hold off for 24 hours? Because 18 to 24 hours of not smoking a joint, it's out of your saliva. Hmm. So don't smoke tonight or today. Go take a test tomorrow with a saliva, and you'll pass. Hmm. Whereas in your urine and in your blood, it's 30 days average.
Well, right. Well, when people don't have their food stamps,
yeah,
and they're hungry, they're going to go to Kroger's anyway. And that's going to be the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing is that it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Now, one of the other things, of course, that we do here with Hemp Rock is we are the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and we support the Gatewood Galbraith campaign, and along with a lot of other things. But we had our meeting this past Saturday, and one of the conclusions that we have come to along with Hemp Rock is that we will be doing a Global Marijuana March this year. Somewhere in the downtown area. We plan just a march, folks. We are not going to do an actual rally. That's a lot of work. We got to have PA down there and all kinds of extra work. And frankly, I don't want to have to do that kind of work. So we are going to have an event. We'll have the march downtown. And from that, we will go straight out to Miami Town to the Riverfront West Sports Park, Sports Pavilion, and we will be having a fundraiser that night. So May 7th, folks, along with everybody around the world, Cincinnati and Hemp Rock and the Northern Kentucky Teapot Party will be putting on the Global Marijuana March. It is just a march downtown, and that is going to be to thank the city council again. And I think we should incorporate Kentucky into that, too, and thank them for partially decriminalizing marijuana. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes as well. But so stay tuned for that. We'll keep you up on that and let you know where the march is going to start and end on May 7th. And after that, we'll have a Hemp Rock fundraiser, Teapot Party fundraiser at the Miami Town's Riverfront West Sports Pavilion. And some of the bands have already said they'll play. We've got Open Mind already ready. We've got Sock Monkeys probably going to play. Wendy Oakley and the Posse's possibly going to play, and I've put the word out to some of the other bands, so we'll let you know what's going on as we get those things booked. And Tanya Davis has already said she'll speak, and well, I'm sure we'll have a lot of other folks and some great information and lots of great fun. So plan on that on May 7th, Saturday evening, after the march downtown. Now, let's go ahead and jump to some information and a new song, and then we'll come back and get some more news in, of course. It is Hemp Rock Radio. This song coming up, let me tell you, folks, there are, of course, some really good things happening in politics, not just in our country, but in Canada. I'm going to find my page real quick. This is off of Cannabis Culture. From last week, Cannabis Culture says, watch the live Money Bomb fundraiser. Now, if you missed it, guess what? You can find it on YouTube. It's really, really cool. This took place last Tuesday with Dana Larson. Dana Larson, who is the editor of Cannabis Culture and has done many, many great things in Canada, along with Mark Emery, who's sitting in prison here in our country, unfortunately. But this was for Cannabis Culture. It was with Tommy Chong, Jody Emery, Mark's wife, Marijuana Man, and other Pot TV personalities, Burn Man. They joined Dana to help raise money for his provincial campaign. This was last Tuesday, a day after legendary stoner and filmmaker Tommy Chong joins Dana at the Rio Theater for an intimate evening with Chong and Chong. That means Tommy and Shelby Chong, of course, for the fundraiser for Dana Larson. Of course, you can see this whole set on YouTube. Go look it up. Tommy Chong and Dana Larson's fundraiser. But we are going to play one of those songs for you. This is on behalf of Tommy, as well as Jody and the crew from Pot TV got this up. And we have gotten the audio for the folks that may not have time to go watch it. This, of course, is a live set from that fundraiser with Tommy and the group behind him. And it is a song from the tour. Now, real quick, if you didn't watch The Simpsons last night, boy, you better. Go to YouTube, go to Hulu, especially Hulu. Even at the end of the show last night, Bart said, and you can catch us on Hulu later in the week. Watch it again. And I encourage you, folks, it was hilarious. Cheech and Chong were the guests on Simpsons last night. And, you know, there's a lot of divorces and a lot of breakups in this world. My favorite Pink Floyd tribute band, Aussie Floyd, has split into two. Now they're the Brit Floyd and the Aussie Floyd. They had to do what the real band did. Well, you know, they even portrayed it on The Simpsons with Cheech and Chong breaking up. And and Cheech stays on tour, and guess who replaces Tommy? Homer.
Oh,
they
yeah.
become the Cheech and Chong tour. But it is, of course, to help promote and tease and make fun and roast the Get It Legal tour. And so I highly encourage you to check that out on Hulu. I'm sure it's already up today. And then we'll play some cuts, hopefully, of it tomorrow. But right now we're going to play the Get It Legal song. It's not only the song from the tour. And if you missed Tommy Chong on Hemp Rock Radio, he was on a few weeks back. Go to the WEED and check that really great interview. In the meantime, check out this live set from the fundraiser from Pot TV and the Dana Larson fundraiser last Tuesday in Canada. It's Tommy Chong, and we're Hemp Rock. Hit that clip number 7 for some information, and then we'll roll on into to Tommy. We'll be out of here in a minute.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
I usually don't perform in public if I'm stoned. So this kind of took me by surprise. I usually time my dope and wait till after the show. But seeing how I'm only going to do one song, I figured it'd be okay to do it really, really high. This is a song I wrote for our tour, the Cheech and Chong tour. It's called Get It Legal. Now I gotta remember it. It's a little green flower that gives us a power, overcome sickness and despair. It can help you with cancer and give you the answer how to deal with MS, so be fair. Get it legal. Get marijuana legal now. Let's get it legal. And I don't care how.
guess I could use a bass player. Our jails are overflowing. We got people waiting to get in. There are more heads in jail now than ever before. These drug laws are a national sin. Gotta get them legal. Get marijuana legal now. Let's get it legal. And I don't care how.
WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
Wow. I am reading a text from Colonel Cannabis. Believe it or not, this low-power station he just picked up halfway to Dayton, Ohio. And as he points out, it must have been a bouncing off of the clouds. So yep. Apparently WVQC is high on cloud nine today. And so that's pretty cool, this little tiny station we have here. We were going, especially going towards Dayton, because we get stepped on by that big, nasty Clear Channel station out of Dayton. We won't tell you who they are, but unbelievable. So thanks to those clouds out there, folks, there's some people out there that can get it where normally we are not. In the meantime, I did was mentioning the Teapot Party and Gatewood. Don't forget, you can go to gatewood.com and print out his petition to help him get on the ballot for governor this year in 2011. The deadline to get the signatures in, who are, of course, registered voters only in Kentucky, is August 1st, 90 days prior to election. So he only needs 5,000 legitimate voter signatures. So get out there, get your friends to sign if you're in Kentucky, or if they're in Kentucky, and let's make sure that we get Gatewood on the ballot for governor this year. Now, speaking of governors, we want you to go to change.org/petitions and look up the one that says ask Oklahoma's governor to commute the 10-year sentence for $31 worth of marijuana sales. You've heard it here before, folks. This is for a mother of four children. She was caught selling to an undercover cop. How desperate is it in Oklahoma that they have to... Now, think about this. They paid this undercover cop's bill, his paycheck. I wonder how much money he made to bust this mother, Spotted Crow, a Native American who has four children, for $31 in two different days, folks. One day for $11, or no, $10, a dime bag. The next day for $21.
Did she have a lawyer?
Probably the public pretender who doesn't care, who gets paid to go in there and throw people in jail along with the prosecutor. Now, does that mean all public pretenders are like that? Of course not. But apparently this one didn't give a damn. I mean, come on. 10 years for selling $31 worth.
It's crazy.
The guy made more money busting her than she made selling it. And all on the taxpayers of Oklahoma.
And he probably smoked pot.
Of course.
That's un-American.
So, you know, the cops are allowed to smoke pot with you when they're busting you now. They could even sell you the pot and then bust you now.
Right.
Sure, it ain't putting no shortage on the streets there.
Obviously, if all she sold was a dime bag and a 20 bag the next day, she's not a big dealer. But she's now in jail for 10 years in Oklahoma, folks. So if this pisses you off about as much as it pisses us off, go to thechange.org and sign that petition to the governor of Oklahoma. And just ridiculous. That's all I got to say. Absolutely ridiculous.
All we have to do is get out there and vote, people. And show your voice and your face.
Yeah, people think that voting doesn't matter, Kenny.
I know.
It does.
They're senile or something.
Yeah. Propagandized too much, I'd say. Well, I want to get a couple announcements out, of course. Don't forget, we do support Pink Floyd bands here, Pink Floyd tribute bands. And this Friday, speaking of Dayton, so Tanya, if you're listening, she's up in the Dayton area, the Canal Street Tavern is hosting Pink's Acoustic Pulse this Friday. Of course, it is from our local tribute band, Signs of Life. You can find them at signsoflife.com. Pink's Acoustic Pulse is an intimate and unique acoustic interpretation of the songs of Pink Floyd and solo material from Gilmore, Waters, Wright, and Barrett. Again, that's this Friday, 9 p.m. You can get more information at their site, but it is at the Canal Street Tavern in Dayton, Ohio. Also, this comes from our drummer boy, Rich Spirit Drums. He has the nonprofit organization that is helping to also remodel the church that he lives in the west side of Cincinnati. He is a drum maker, and he does free workshops, basically. This is, hello, all drum makers. It's time once again, Ashiko Drum Construction Workshops. The drum you'll love the best is the one you build yourself. Professional Drum Construction Workshops. Rich Spirit has been making drums for 15 years and has been presenting workshops for over 10. He has lovingly refined his training so that anyone is able to complete a high-quality Ashiko drum of their own. The making of a drum includes hands-on craft skills, including knot tying, use of woodworking tools, heading the drum, and achieving a quality sound in your drum. All tools and materials will be provided. All you need to do is show up and be prepared to work. If there is an issue with a disability, please let him know in advance so he can accommodate you. The workshops begin during the week. I believe this is going to start... goodness, how did I not get the date in there? Sorry about that, folks. It's, I believe, whatever the Friday, the 25th is next week, I think. Friday from 5 p.m. till 10. On Saturdays, it's 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And weekdays, Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Workshops are either in Cincinnati or Waco, Texas.
Whereabouts in Cincy?
It's over on the west side in the Fairmount area. He's got a church that he's trying to keep going and remodel and get out there with what he does with the drums and some of his positive community activism that he does. This is for parents and children. Couples, skills development, and a whole lot more can be given as a gift for March or April birthdays. For more information, go to richspiritdrums.com. That's richspiritdrums.com. And I bet he'll be at the march on May 7th downtown.
Is that like bongo drums or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And he teaches you how to make them and play them.
Oh, well, I like go to that.
Yeah. So I believe these are free workshops, and again, it's for Rich Spirit Drums nonprofit. And so you want to, if you're into drums, boy, that is the place in town to do it and learn that skill. Now, for the musicians out there, of course, here locally and elsewhere, wherever you are, guys like the THC, the Tim Heron Corporation, and many, many other really great artists throughout the world have until April 8th. That is the closing date to get into this year's 2011 Marijuana Music Awards. They are still accepting entries through April 8th. The winners will be announced at the Toronto Hemp Expo, June 3rd through the 5th in Toronto, of course. And this is sponsored by the Treating Yourself Medical Marijuana magazine. So you can go to myspace.com/marijuana music awards to get more information on that. And then when they pull the winners, hopefully we'll find out who they are and get some music out there for you. We've put an email out to contact them about that to start getting some of those entries and let people hear what's been entered into the Marijuana Music Awards. So there are lots of cool things in the movement, not only for educational stuff, but for fun. And that's what this organization is about and why we are Hemp Rock. We support both sides of that, or all of the above. Now, on the medical marijuana, real quick, this comes from Sativex. They have launched in Spain now. They are in Israel, Canada, and I think someplace else. I can't remember. But this is now Sativex, which is the sublingual extract put out by Sativex. It is for spasticity specific to MS and things like that, and it is now also available in Spain. They have approved for the treatment in the spasticity due to MS in patients that don't respond to other therapies as well. And so kudos to that company, because, and that's not like this big, huge pharmaceutical industry, folks. This is a small group of scientists out of Israel that worked with activists like Don Wertschafter from Ohio Hempery and Drug Sense, and these are activist-driven organization and company, Sativex is, and it's not like Bayer. They are, but they have sponsored at Bayer Canada, but not because they want to have the monopoly, per se.
Sativex. It's like Rick Simpson's oil, ain't it? Except it's thin it out more.
Yeah, it's an extract, yes. That you
make
can,
your own. You ain't got to worry about it.
If you can get that much marijuana, yes. Yeah. But unfortunately, in the drug war that we have, it's hard to get that much marijuana. To make enough oil to last for 2 to 3 months, you need a pound of pot for Rick Simpson's oil. So if people out there that have the money that can afford to get a pound of pot, of whatever quality, from $1,000 to $5,000 a pound.
Seeds are cheap.
Well, yeah, you know, and I certainly encourage people that if they have the ability to create their own and things like that, but unfortunately, not everybody can do that. So for the folks that can't do that, that's why things like Sativex is out there. So it's convenience and easier for patients to get. I mean, come on.
Oh, it'd be nice if it was convenient, but it's not now.
Well, but it is in Spain and in Canada.
But there's a need here now.
Well, of course there's a need. We need Sativex here as well. We need Sativex in this country as well. For people who can't grow, they should be able to go to a dispensary to buy it, whether it's Sativex or whole plant. You know, it's baby steps. This is just one of those steps forward that it allows patients to use it. So check that out. That's coming to a city near you soon, I hope, in a Walgreens, I hope. When we can get Sativex at Walgreens, we've won the war. And, you know, because it is still from the whole plant. It's an extract. It's not synthesized, and that's the difference. Okay, Marinol is synthesized, and what the DEA is saying, well, you can have synthesized marijuana, but you can't have anything that comes from the whole plant. We'll only sell you the fake one. So we support whole plant, whether it's extract, Rick Simpson's oil, or otherwise, whether it's smokable, edible, drinkable. But let's get to another song real quick. I have to get this out. This was sent to us from Perfect Norm. They are, of course, one of the bands that has supported our movement here locally, along with Hemp Rock, and have played for us a few different times, and we hope to get them back. This is off of a 4-CD set that they have and that they have sent us. The song, of course, again, is from Perfect Norm. It's track number 10 over there, Burn Man. Go ahead and roll that up. It's called Backbeat, and we will be back here at Hemp Rock Radio in about 5 minutes.
Maybe I'll change your mind. Don't mean to waste your time, cause it's something I can't get back. But don't worry about a thing, cause I'll help you relax. Cause I'm just grooving, living on the bad beat. I'm just grooving, converting everyone I meet. Well, I'm no preacher. Of you is that you leave your cares behind, leave your mind and eyes wide open. Who knows what we will find? Cause I'm just grooving, living on the backbeat. I'm just grooving, converting everyone I meet. Instead, things been getting tough and you've had enough. I'm here to set you straight, but not everything in life will be great. And if you're doing something that you love, it's worth doing well. I'm just grooving, living on the backbeat. I'm just grooving,
never one I mean.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Waters. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
You're hogging that joint again, Burn Man. Anyway.
Pass it!
Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and the Burn Man has something he wants to read to you.
The cannabis, what is that?
Conundrum.
Conundrum.
It's a crazy. Wait a minute, this is a conundrum for you, Chuck.
I don't know what it means. It's a lawyer word.
It's a conundrum. It's just a mess.
A symposium legalizing medical cannabis in Ohio. Friday, March 25th, 2-5 p.m. Marshall Law College. At 1801 Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, by Normal. The symposium will feature several notable participants, including Ohio Representative Kenny Yuko, Cleveland Marshall Professor Stephen Lazarus, Cleveland Clinic Physician Mel R. Davis, Michigan physician Jamie Hall, and Michigan attorney Michael Comorn. They will discuss medical, scientific, public policy, and social implications of legalizing cannabis in Ohio, and will also examine the effects of Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act and the effects and how it affects Michigan. It will be a very informative afternoon. For more information, see their website at normalohio.org.
Again, that is March 25th up in the Cleveland area for a medical symposium put on by Ohio Normal. And I'm going to see about getting Cher Neufer from Ohio Normal on the show next week to talk about that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Again, that's if you want to go to that, go to Ohio. What's the website at the bottom of there, Berman?
OhioNormal.org.
OhioNormal.org for more information on that.
Or it's NormalOhio.org.
NormalOhio.org, right?
.org.
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 .org. All righty. And again, that's a conundrum.
What is a conundrum?
You know, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's a big mess. Let's discuss this conundrum and fix it and legalize marijuana. That's what that means. This drug war has created a conundrum for our country.
I was trying to think of that other word, but I ain't going to say it.
Anyway, folks, there's a lot of news to get to, of course, real quick. I think I've mentioned this in the past. I want to get this out. If all goes as planned, the Rhode Island Department of Health in Maine, they've planned to open their first medicinal marijuana dispensaries. It will be the first on the East Coast. And they will be selected to open dispensaries that will legally sell marijuana to patients who have been certified by doctors as needing the drug to help cope with debilitating pain or disease. So by the end of the month, one state-regulated dispensary will open in Frenchville, Maine, on the Canadian border. And two more dispensaries are expected to open up, one in Biddeford and another in Ellsworth, by the end of April. A fourth, located in a shopping plaza in Auburn, plans to open in May, run by a couple, Tim and Jenna Smalley. Both Rhode Island and Maine allowed medicinal marijuana for several years, since 1999 in Maine and beginning in 06 in Rhode Island. The programs were started in both states to help people who need relief from medical marijuana. So we'll keep you up on that. Pretty soon, medical marijuana will be sold out of dispensary stores on the East Coast, like the West Coast. And then what happens? From one end to the other, it's going to creep into the middle.
Domino
Thanks, into man. The middle of the country, folks. So stay tuned. It's coming to a city near you, little by little. Now, we are out of here, of course. It's Hemp Rock Radio. And did I forget to mention the song Backbeat from Perfect Norm? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But we want to thank them for getting that to us. Stay tuned. They're going to be playing here on WVQC a lot when Maria gets them into our system here. Anyway, I'm the Happy Hemptress. It's time to go today. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. But an extra hour, of course, 1 to 3 on Tuesday. Stay tuned for tomorrow. Burn Man, thanks for rolling up the pot. Country Kenny, you can find him over at the courthouse.
Yeah, or at Walgreens.
Or at Walgreens.
And I'm in and out, so you just got to look for me.
Look around. And you're going to have petitions out there for Gatewood for people to sign?
I've tried so many different times. Nobody don't want to do it. I don't know why.
Well, keep trying. We got to get people to sign.
I try to tell them.
Page.
Yeah. I need a big sign is what I need.
We'll get you one. I'm sure he's going to be having some with the campaign soon.
Oh, that'd work.
So we'll make sure that. So for folks out there that don't have the petition or can't print it out, go find Kenny in Covington and you can sign the petition for Gatewood. It's Hemp Rock Radio. We are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Check. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Coming to you from the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative Studios, this is WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.